Welcome to the second episode of A Cabin in the Woods. Due to a state lockdown, Nisa and I will be in the normal cabin in the woods, but Witten is in an undisclosed location. Hey, welcome back. I'm Jamie.
I'm Nisa.
And I'm Witten. And you can listen to us on Spotify, or on Google.
Anchor FM.
Yes, that one, of course. How could I forget? And
we are available on Anchor FM, Breaker.
Breaker.
Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. But if you head over to our Facebook page, you can get our RSS feed and have them automatically loaded into your podcast app of your choice, I do believe is how that works. Well, as always, I guess we start with the news.
The news. What interesting articles do y'all have today?
So I don't know if you know this or not, but Uranus.
I feel like every news article you come to this podcast with has to do with Uranus.
What?
It was planet-based last time, but let's do it.
It was planet-based, but not specifically Uranus. Somebody else's anus. Uranus, I don't know if you were aware, but it's actually on a different orientation than everything else, and it rotates on its side. It's tilted basically 98 degrees, so it rotates up and down instead of left to right, and it's the only planet in our solar system that does that.
That's interesting.
It also rotates in a clockwise direction.
Yes.
But the leading hypothesis has always been that something large smacked into Uranus. Uranus. Let me find a different news story.
I have a news article. Earth. Okay. You know, since everyone is, you know, freaking out about this whole virus thing and everyone staying home, and certain states and other states are not doing that yet and probably will not do that until a lot of people die. There's a new article that I found. Since everyone is self-isolating and staying home, the earth is shaking less. There's less noise when looking at however they measure earthquakes and things. It's from Belgium. They're pretty much saying that since no one is traveling and everyone's at home, it's becoming very quiet. The earth is vibrating less, obviously. And the only other times that this normally happens is around Christmas, for like a short period of time where everyone is at home for Christmas and stuff. So I thought that was kind of interesting that it's also doing it now because no one's driving or anything. So that was cool.
That is pretty cool. And I've seen the pictures where the smog and the pollution and all the heavily populated cities has gone away.
Yeah, it's all clearing up and everything. So there is some good news. So that's cool. But it also says that it's not really much of a problem that it's not shaking as much. Like, I don't think there's really a benefit for it not shaking as much, from what I understand. I don't know. This article isn't really that detailed about it. It was just saying that it's a thing.
That's interesting. So all the people in the world moving about their daily activities, everybody, I guess, walking and driving cars create seismic activities that they can actually detect.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's going.
That can't be good for the planet, right?
I mean, I imagine too much of it is probably not good, but I mean, I don't think we've hit that point yet. Maybe. I mean, maybe we have. Maybe everyone's stopping and we're realizing that it's not shaking as much. The earth will then show us how we should not go back to making a lot of noise. I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But like, they're not really concerned about it because it happens around Christmas for a short period of time. They just said Christmas, but I imagine maybe Thanksgiving too. I don't know. Probably just Christmas though.
Probably. Most places don't shut down for Thanksgiving like they do on Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas doesn't even shut down like they used to.
No, it doesn't. But I don't know. It was pretty cool that that's a thing that's happening.
I wasn't aware that was even a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if you think about it. Like, I guess I've never really thought about it, but I mean, it makes sense that they could pick up everything. Because, I mean, think of all the mining and truck driving and, you know, vehicles and all that. I don't know if, per se, people walking. Well, I guess in like very heavy populated areas, I'd imagine they could probably like kind of detect it. I don't know. Because I would imagine to detect waves from just people moving, that would have to be a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, the Earth is overcrowding, right? So
that is true. That is true. We are definitely very overpopulated.
The more people we get, we shake it loose.
We'll see what happens.
Or they'll just come out with a coronavirus for population control purposes.
Now, honestly, if we're getting into conspiracies this early already, I wouldn't put it past the fact that it was designed in that lab. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were researching ways to thin out population, because most of China is old. It's old population. So I'd imagine that since they're also very overcrowded, overpopulated there, they would probably want to take out the older people because they're not really doing much. I don't know. That's like a really weird conspiracy, but not weird, but as in like dark, which would make sense. It makes sense, but I don't know if that's really the thing. I don't think there's really much proof behind it yet.
It's not the first time I've heard that. Like, as soon as it happened, everybody came out with something they created. And some people think they created it. Some people think we created it. Who knows?
Yep. Who knows? Nisa, do you have any news story?
I do.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever heard of the San Rafael Waterfall?
No.
It's one of Ecuador's most popular tourist attractions and their largest waterfall. And it disappeared overnight.
Wait, what? It's gone. It's not there anymore?
Disappeared overnight. Apparently,
people just went in there. It was a lot of buckets.
A sinkhole opened.
Oh.
Sinkhole opened and swallowed the waterfall. And it is now diverted into three small streams in the Cayambe Coco National Park, Amazon Rainforest of Ecuador.
Mm. And it was their largest waterfall.
Yep.
And now they're just like, that's odd.
It's just gone. That's rough.
Yeah, that is definitely strange news there.
The earth is
tourism
like...
has been closed, and the waterfall is no longer even showing up on Ecuador's official travel website.
Because there's no waterfall.
No waterfall to be seen.
Mm. Mother Earth is like, y'all get the Rona, I'm taking back the earth.
It'd be cooler if it had happened on April 1st, because then it would be like, psych!
So the article was on April 3rd. The event happened on February the 2nd.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting.
Wow. Can you imagine if you were one of those daredevils that was going to go over it in a barrel? Like on February 5th, then they're like, well, sorry, there's no waterfall anymore.
And just disappeared.
Nah, you just jump in the sinkhole.
Yeah, well, I guess it wasn't a very big sinkhole because it'd still have a waterfall. It's just going in a sinkhole now. But you said it broke it up into three different streams.
Yeah, it basically swallowed the waterfall.
Wouldn't it just be a lake?
Yeah, it was an impressive 150 meter high waterfall.
Mm, it's just gone.
And the mysterious sinkhole formed on the river that fueled it and basically diverted the water into three small streams.
Oh, so the waterfall itself is there. There's just no water going over it.
Then that wouldn't be a waterfall. It'd just be a cliff.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
I guess so.
The river itself basically is now flowing into a hole and it's not making it to the edge of the cliff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the waterfall. Okay. See, how I imagined it is that like the entire like side of the like the side of the cliff where the water falls off, there's just a giant hole there now.
Yeah, that's what I imagined as well, but that's not what happened.
Okay. So
it happened in the water stream above the waterfall.
Okay. That makes more sense. Yes, it does.
So they just go patch over it. It'll be fine.
Apparently not.
Just fill it up.
Fill it up with some concrete.
Yeah, just get some of that quick dry concrete. Throw it in there.
Yeah, you put that Billy Mays tape on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's that spray seal, rubber spray seal stuff.
Flex tape. That's all you need.
That'll hold anything. Yeah, Flex Seal. It'll hold anything. We are not sponsored by Flex Seal. Yet.
Yet.
I was about to say that.
Yet.
The chimpanzees are evolving.
Chimpanzees are evolving. What's that mean? They can eat bananas the right way.
A while back, there was a study done on some chimpanzees that were in a habitat out in the jungle somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And one chimp went down to the river there, just doing his little thing by the river. And he found a fish and he picked it up and he started eating it. And they thought, well, that's really weird because chimpanzees are not meat eaters. They eat bananas and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like a week later, another chimpanzee was down by the river with them and they were looking for, you know, washed up fish or dead fish or whatever. And I guess they found one. Whatever. He let the other chimpanzee, try the fish. And it ate it. And it was like, oh, this shit's good. So the next thing you know, they're sharpening sticks and going, and I mean, they're freaking making weapons. And they're going out there and basically gigging fish and eating them. And they're like, well, this is odd behavior for a chimpanzee.
Uh-huh.
But that was some years ago. Now.
They're fishing.
A zoo in China.
Oh.
Park staffers in a cage doing whatever with the chimpanzees. When they left, one of the guys had dropped a newspaper. Didn't realize it. Well, their cameras, and I guess some spectators or something, caught the chimpanzees reading the paper. They thought, that's weird. Look at them. They're interested in the paper. And then they would pass it around, and they would all look at the paper. So then they started taking a paper in there every day because they seemed interested, and they would leave it. And they'll go over there and pick it up and sit down on the rock and sit there and look at the pages and flip to the next page. It looks like they're reading the newspaper.
Yep.
They're evolving. They're making weapons, and now they're reading.
Are they actually reading, or are they mimicking reading? That's the thing.
I think they're probably mimicking reading and looking at the pictures.
They're going, "Ooh, look at me, I'm a human reading the paper."
And the other guy's like, "You look just like them. That's so funny."
Making fun of us, that's all it is.
Or they're learning about us so that they can kill us, take us over.
Yeah, turns out they're just a master race and they've just been playing stupid this whole time.
Mm-hmm. We're the monkeys in the cages.
They control us.
We will be. They made a movie about it, a lot of them.
That is true. They did make a lot of movies about it.
I've never seen any of them. Seen bits and pieces.
You didn't really miss anything. The only good one is the first one.
That's true.
Still didn't see that one either.
Not the Mark Wahlberg one. The Charlton Heston one.
That's a good point. I would agree with that. The crop circles.
Crop circles.
Now, we're going to do today's topic. The circles of crops. As I said last time, people with boards, or kids with boards, children with boards, whatever I said, something like that. So, can y'all prove to me that these are real? I still don't know. I still don't think so. Except for one. I found one.
Well, they're definitely real. There's lots of pictures of them.
I don't believe they're supernatural or paranormal.
Yeah. Do any of us believe that they're paranormal or supernatural?
I don't think they've always been kids with boards.
No, I think a lot of them are marketing firms or adults or stuff like that.
When I say kids with boards, I mean like, you know, just people with boards going out there making designs. There's been a few that I've looked at while I was doing my little research, and there's been a few that are very well done and very amazing. But who's to say that that didn't take multiple days and they just said it took one day, you know? Like, there's no proof that it just happened one day. Because, like, the fields aren't being recorded, and it just happens, you know?
Yeah, and I guess nobody would really notice it until you flew over it in a plane.
Well, actually, the majority of crop circles are near major highways.
Yeah, but would you notice that unless you're up high?
Mm-hmm.
And also, since they're near major highways, I feel like that would mean people go.
Easier to park and run down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you look at crop circle pictures, there's no discernible telltale there's a path in and out.
That is true.
Every single crop circle picture does have random lines in the crops in all sorts of different directions.
Yeah.
Well, the random lines are like the double lines. I'd imagine that's from the tractors and stuff, like the equipment.
Right.
So theoretically, you could just walk in those lines and then do it and then walk out and you'll never know.
I mean, it's typically made in some kind of a grain, usually.
That is true.
So, I mean, if you've ever walked through a cornfield, it's really easy to walk through a cornfield.
That is also true.
Maybe a flying saucer somewhere down the road actually landed in a cornfield and left a little circle behind. I don't think they made all these crazy designs.
Well, the first one that we know about that was recorded was in 1678. They nicknamed it the Mowing Devil because it was cut, not bent.
Right, but it wasn't actually real. It was an article on wood newspaper, a wood cutting. And it was apparently one farmer said to the other that he would rather pay the devil to cut his field than pay the other farmer to do it. And that ended up being put on a wood cutting.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a video way back in the early 90s, before everybody had Photoshop and After Effects and things like that at home. This guy was just recording his field. You know how they just obviously do that.
Mm-hmm.
And these lights came down and swirled around, and you see the crop circle being made, and then they fly off, and hey, there's a crop circle. That would have been really hard to fake back when that was recorded. But that doesn't mean that it's real. There's other ways to fake optical things on camera than CG. But that also doesn't mean aliens.
Like, one theory is it's ley lines, the energy from ley lines that travel across the Earth. Okay, sure. But ley lines aren't going to make a Dalek in somebody's field. And understand that the Dalek crop circle was just a marketing ploy, but
yeah, it's not going to make a figure eight. The ley lines
aren't going to make a figure eight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a picture of like a wavy crop circle. It's just a field that's been totally shifted in waves. I would believe that to be ley lines over someone actually took the time to go out and shape their crops to be waves that aren't uniformed at all, that make no picture. They're just waves.
Because if it's a natural energy,
you can't control it.
It's not going to be a picture of something.
It's going to
be. Nature doesn't work like
that. It's going to be chaotic and strange and unformed.
What if it's a lot of people practicing some kind of occult thing and they're making these giant sigils for something that we don't know?
Again, that would fit in the people with boards theory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only one that was really interesting is we sent a message.
Yes, that's the only one that I'd believe that could possibly be.
The Arecibo message?
Mm-hmm, the Arecibo message.
I guess that's how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
In 1974, it was a radio message to the star cluster M13.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super complicated. It showed basically that we have two legs and two arms. We walk upright. An example of our DNA code, basically.
Mm-hmm. And it showed, yeah, and then things that we are, like carbon is our main ingredient, so to speak,
yeah,
in a human. Also our numbering system from 1 to 10.
Yep, the numbering system 1 to 10. The atomic numbers of the element hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and phosphorus, which make up DNA.
Mm-hmm.
The formulas for sugars and bases and nucleotides of DNA. The number of nucleotides in DNA. Graphic of the double helix structure of DNA. Graphic of the human figure. Graphic of our solar system, basically showing which planet was us.
Mm-hmm.
And a graphic of the radio telescope and the dimension of the transmitting antenna dish.
Yeah, so it pretty much saying like this is what we send it with. What I find interesting about that is that that was sent in 74, mm-hmm, but it was also sent from Puerto Rico. But the crop circle that is supposedly a response is not in Puerto Rico. It's in the UK.
Yep, Hampshire, UK.
Yeah.
Which is where, if you research it, the majority of crop circles appear.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, but
what if they appear there because the first one was there?
I don't know. But what I've read up on it, though, is the response isn't something that somebody just made up. Like, they're saying that the response is actually a scientific possibility. Like, somebody would have had to have known what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just throw together a bunch of elements and say, ooh, yeah, we're made of this. It has to make some sort of a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying whoever made this crop circle knew enough about, I guess, biology and the elements and stuff to actually make it seem legit.
And they also know about the message that was sent out, which, I mean, I guess is a viable thing to know that long after it was, you know, since it was sent.
Yeah. The reply in a crop circle appeared in 2001, and it was in the UK, but it was still beside another radio telescope.
It was.
All we sent them was the dimensions, basically kind of a picture of the telescope. So if you come to Earth and you're like, ooh, we're looking for something that looks like this. Oh, there's one.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's really the only one that I sort of believe that wasn't made by just people with boards because of the fact that it is, there's a lot of things that had to line up for that to happen. Like a lot of knowledge from people. And I imagine people that would know how to accurately produce something that could be believable wouldn't just go out in a field and fuck with people, you know?
Right. And also the year it was done, 2001. I mean, we had the internet then, but it sucked. It wasn't like the big giant source of information like we have now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to find something like that, to learn about that, you had to really, really search.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing like it is now.
I guess that would make it more of a possibility that it was a person that did it or a group of people that did it. Since you'd have to actively search it out to find out about it, they might also actively be like, oh, let's mess with some people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of things. It could be some college kids and one of them studying astrophysics or something. They're like, hey, did you know we sent a message back in 1974 that had this stuff? Wouldn't it be cool if they responded with something like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the kids is a biology student and he's like, no. It would have to be made of at least this and this. And then somebody went, wait a minute, let's go screw with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And crop not so circle.
Yeah. That is true. It's not a circle. But another thing that also gets me, there's another one that is an alien face and then a circle beside it that is a message in binary. And the binary alone would have been believable if it was just that binary message. But the fact that there's a face, like a portrait with it, and it is what we are, pop culture believes that aliens look like. For me, that makes it seem like it's not that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know which one I'm talking about. I don't really know the name
like
of it.
Like the Arecibo answer?
No, now he's talking about one that's just a face with some binary.
Oh, because the Arecibo answer had like, you know, the little green alien in it as well.
That is true. Yes, it also had that in it. That is true. But this is also one that was made just in the same field as that one. There's been three in that field. That has been crazy. Like the first one was a face, like a square. It was a portrait, but you could only see it when the sun was on it a certain way and the shadows formed a face. And then the message came, and then a face and a message came. If it was just a binary message, it says, beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. What does that mean? Like, what? What? Are you warning us? Like, okay, so say this was made by alien or not people. Something else, some force somewhere else made this code. First off, they would have to know binary, and it'd have to be common, and they would assume that we would also know binary, which I guess, was there binary in the code that we sent?
Yes.
Okay, so.
In the Arecibo code?
I guess it was all based in binary, wasn't it?
But I would believe binary would be more of a universal code, like they say mathematics would be.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a law of the land, because our digits are 10, everything's based off 10, we have 10 fingers. Uh-huh. What if the aliens only have 6 fingers? Would their math be different than ours?
I don't know. That's kind of what I'm saying. There's a lot of assumptions that another species, another race, or another intelligent being would also have the same, at least similar, knowledge that we have.
Right.
But is our knowledge like a universal, like this is absolutely how it is, you know? I imagine it's not. Or it could be possible that they are much more advanced than us and that they also started the same way as us. So we're kind of following the evolutionary path of them. So they understand us because they were also at this level of intelligence at one point.
There's also the theory that they are us. They're just so far evolved in the future.
That is true.
That's why I think scientists, to be so smart, they're not too bright sometimes because they only look for planets that would host life as we know it. Now, granted, I mean, that would be the way to go because that's how we know that it exists, is water-based, carbon-based life forms. We have to have water to live. But at the same time, it's like, have you never seen Star Trek? What if they're just like made of fire? I mean, does it mean they're going to be carbon-based life forms? Mm-hmm. What if they're silicone-based life forms? What if they're, I mean...
Yeah, which is what that message said. The response did say that they were silicone-based.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, weird. I just said that.
Yeah, the Arecibo message, yeah.
Yeah, and in replace of the where they put carbon, they put silicone.
Robots.
Yeah, so maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't think they're aliens, or maybe some of the original ones that were just basic circles where it looks like a craft could have landed, maybe. And over the years, because of pop culture, it's turned into basically art. So now it's nearly impossible to tell the real deal from
right. The
made-up stuff.
I think majority of it is just art.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And it truly is incredible that people can do that. Like, they have enough dedication to go out and make something like this, like that.
I don't believe for a second that if the aliens were going to come land in a field, they wouldn't pick beside a radio telescope. They wouldn't pick beside a highway. I mean, mm-hmm. It'd be out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I would think.
Unless they're just very trustworthy, but I'd imagine they're not.
No.
And if they are, they're making a mistake.
Or they're smart enough that their ships don't create imprints of where they've been.
Or their ships are stealthed. And you don't see them until they're gone. You see the imprint that's left.
I don't think they're making
those
kind of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think their ship would need landing gear. I don't think they would need to sit down on the ground.
I mean, you never know. You don't know how advanced you're talking either. I mean, you they have can to think. Float. Well, yeah, but if you, okay, so you go back and you look at Star Trek again to bring it up.
Mm.
You know, you didn't start out with warp 10 and everything else. You had to work up to that level. Maybe some are advanced enough they don't need landing gear, but other ones may need landing gear.
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of different species, supposedly.
Yep, you're definitely not the smartest things in the universe.
No.
So what about the ultimate crop circle, the original of the original, the Nazca lines? Were those made by us to signal them, or were they made by them as a message to us?
I don't know.
Because we didn't even know they were there. People built roads through them until the plane was invented, and then somebody looked down and went, holy shit, look at that. There's like 40,000 lines.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, I feel like they're from like ancient cultures. Because most of the things on it can be found in other cultures, you know?
Yeah, it's mostly different figures, animals, plants. It's over 10,000 lines, which some measure 30 meters wide and stretch for 9 kilometers, though. I mean,
yeah, it's
I don't know. It's not that I don't believe people couldn't do it. I just don't know why they would do it.
I don't know. Those look an awful lot like petroglyphs.
But they're huge. 9 mm-hmm. kilometers long.
But why would we have petroglyphs in the same type of art style as crop circles or crop lines or whatever you want to call
them? The Nazca lines?
Yeah.
All over the world.
Exactly.
Not just in Peru where these are.
What if that was the original? I mean, you've got drawings on caves and that kind of thing, but...
What if that was the original message? Yeah. Communication? I mean, were they just trying to communicate to their gods or...
Possible.
Somebody else. I mean, again, when these things were made, it wasn't possible to fly yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they be trying to send a message to the sky?
Because their gods are in the sky.
I guess. Is it just to appease the gods or did they see something?
I mean, that also goes back to the whole ancient cultures having aliens. Like, I think that there's a lot of strong evidence of a common theme of people believing stuff was coming from the sky. And I think there's a reason for that, whether it be they saw like giant birds, maybe, and they were just confusing it for people or something. Or maybe it was actually aliens or something that came. And then gave them knowledge of machines and stuff, like very simple machines and things. So it would make sense that they would want to try to please them with the knowledge that they were given. So they made big designs. But at the same time, how would they know that they didn't, you know, mess up, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
How did they know what these big designs
looked like overall if they couldn't get an aerial view of them?
Yeah, like when you're making it, how do you know what it's going to turn out looking like? Especially across 9 kilometers.
Mm-hmm, for
sure. This is carved into like limestone.
Yeah.
And I mean, and why, if you're just seeing things, why would you put just random pictures of birds and plants and stuff? I mean, that'd be kind of a weird thing to
Not necessarily. I mean, if it is a tribute to the gods that they believed in at the time, maybe it's, hey, thank you for this crop of peasants we were able to get, or thank you for, you know,
the harvest this year.
Yeah.
Or isn't most of them, let's see, there's a spider, a tree, a hummingbird, a whale, a giant, there's hands, there's a flower, a heron, a monkey, a dog, a pelican. I mean, I feel like most of these things are symbols from cultures from around there. Like the hummingbird, I feel like is very common. Like things of that nature are common in like the ancient cultures. Were they not?
Yeah. I mean, they had them.
Yeah. So who's to say that they didn't just plan out these giant, I guess, sculptures in a way of carving them in?
It just seems weird to me. I don't think they're going to pull together the entire village and say, all right, guys, today we're going to carve a giant pelican. We're going to make this sucker 9 kilometers long, and it's probably going to take us a couple years. And then everybody went, cool, let's do it.
Why not? They believe that's how people built the pyramids.
Yeah, but those were contractors from Cairo and a lot of slaves. They're kind of forced into it. Everybody who did the artwork and the paintings and stuff like that were contractors. They were paid. So, I mean, it's like, this is a kind of weird thing, but if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Everybody else was forced to do it. Also, who built the pyramids? The Egyptians, allegedly, they said that it was there when they got there. It was already built. Every pyramid since then, other than the 3 pyramids of Giza, the ones that were built after those are all falling apart and crappy. They're stacked pyramids. They're not that perfect kind of pyramid. So why would those 3 first ones be the most perfect ones? Because there's hundreds of them. But then everyone they made after that are crap and falling apart.
Next week's topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are getting on a tangent.
So yeah, I'm just saying, one of these Nazca lines looks like a Teletubby.
That is true. That is true. It's the giant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the giant look like it.
Yeah.
Like the tree one, I can see that being like a village. You know what I mean? Like that could just be like little offshoots of from like the main strip, and it just happened to be worn down. Are they actually worn into it, like carved into the earth, or are they mounds? They're carved. So I can see how that's like them showing, hey, this is the outline of our village. Don't go outside it or don't pass it or something like that, you know? But then, and the flower is the same way. I could see the flower doing that. But like a dog, a spider, crane, all that those are weird for sure. Like those are obviously intended to look like that.
I don't think they did it just to do it. There was some reasoning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Yeah, for sure.
That little elk-looking one or moose-looking one's actually pretty good. Looks like an elk or a moose with the antlers. It's turned sideways, though.
Oh, that's the pelican?
No. I mean, that's Rocky and Bullwinkle straight up.
Yeah, that's the ones that are called the hands.
Yeah, it looks more like an elk or a moose.
Yeah, I can see that. It is definitely weird.
It doesn't make any sense, because like I said, people didn't even know they were there. They built roads going through some of them until you could fly and you could see them. So why make them? Like, obviously, they didn't go around talking about them.
I still think it was probably as an offering or a tribute to their deities that they worshipped.
I would definitely agree with that. Because, I mean, I'd imagine that the little bit of knowledge that I have of the past ancient cultures, a lot of them were sacrifice-based. And, like, they were very, very strongly, there's a very strong base of religion of some kind in their culture. So I would imagine that they would want to try to please and, like, try to stay on the good side of their gods and stuff. So they would make these very insane designs. And, I mean, it would take forever, but at the same time, them doing that would keep them on the good side of their religion.
Right. I mean, an offering's an offering. And depending on what their religion called for.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it would make sense in that part. But, I mean, I would imagine there wasn't much else to do other than try to survive. Like, you're just, I don't know. In a culture where all you pretty much do is find food and try not to get killed by something, I feel like doing something else would be an activity that they would try to do.
Right.
Yeah. I still don't know. I still think it's just way too weird of a thing. Let's just go carve a bunch of animals out into the rock in this giant desert-like area.
Okay, so flip it on its head. Why would aliens carve a whole bunch of weird symbols and aliens in rock here? Was that, we've planted our flag, this land is our land, we're claiming it as our own?
Yeah, I didn't say it made sense the other way either.
Well, as long as we're on the same page.
People do weird shit, I guess. I mean, look at Easter Island. Why would they build those giant statues and then just leave?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people are weird.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to humanity.
Yeah. We do weird shit. Maybe that's why the aliens haven't come down and actually, like, tried to make contact, because they just watch us for a while and go, man, these people are weird.
Aliens see our Netflix history and go, they're not ready.
Yeah. I mean, somebody had a good point online. I saw somebody say, well, why haven't they contacted us? And somebody else said, well, when's the last time you stopped to talk to the bugs? I mean, we could be so beneath them.
And, I mean, let's be honest. People are driven to panic by anything these days.
The toilet paper fiasco proved that.
Aliens could come down and say, we actually come in peace. We're here to bring you toilet paper. And people would freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would bring up
a point. We don't understand why you use this as currency, but here you go.
Yeah, I'm not wiping my butt with any of your alien paper.
Yeah. I mean, also, who's to say that they haven't already made contact?
100%. They've made contact. I mean, they probably have something worked out with the government to where, yeah, you're allowed to abduct X amount of people per year as long as you give us technology and do your tests and do your hybrid studies and all that.
We got a list. We'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Backtrack a little bit to the binary message. If they were sending that, like if that really did come from astral terrestrials, intelligent beings that are not humans. And what exactly are they warning us about? And if that's the case, they're saying beware of people that bring gifts. Who are the people that brought the gifts? That's implying that there has been someone else that has also done something. You know what I mean?
Well, it says beware bearers of false gifts and broken promises.
Yeah. If it wasn't humans that did it, and it was an alien race that did it, they're implying that there is another alien race that has contacted us and also brought us something, and that they're calling them out.
Well, isn't there some sort of material or component or something that we didn't know existed or is not of Earth that we found somewhere or we were given, and now they make like the fire blankets out of or the metal sheeting out of or something?
You're talking about how they originally said the Roswell crash, there was a metal that you could crush in your hand. It was lightweight and thin. You crush it in your hand, and when you let go, it snaps back to the way it was.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way if you take a potato chip bag and you cut it open to where it's flat little square, it kind of looks like metal because it's shiny, and you can crush it, and when you let go, it snaps back the way it was. I don't think they gave us technology for potato chip bags, but maybe somebody in the 50s that technology wasn't invented yet. They didn't have potato chip bags back then.
Also, going back even further to the ancient cultures of, take the pyramids, for example. There's a good chance that aliens did help build the pyramids, like gave the technology to build them and design them and all that. So what if the aliens back then are the bad ones that these new ones are telling us, hey, they gave you shit, but like, don't be fucking with them because they're gonna kill you or something, you know?
Or if those gifts are Trojan horses.
That is true.
You've already got the belief out there that the reptilian race is here and they can blend in. and that they've worked themselves kind of like Hydra into the government and the top ranks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got the good aliens, you got the bad aliens, just like there's the grays, there's the tall grays, but then there's good guy grays, then there's bad guy grays. Reptilians are pretty much always bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they got their way basically through gifts of, hey, we've brought you this thing to give you, but really it was just to get favor to get into higher positions.
Maybe.
I don't think the aliens give a crap about our politics at all.
Mm-mm.
No. And I'd imagine there's also, well, I mean, I guess there could be resources on Earth that aren't anywhere else. I guess that is a possibility, but I feel like that's a very small chance. That's a thing. But
yeah, I believe you could travel light years across the galaxy, universe, wherever, in another solar system, in another universe, land on a planet, and you're going to find the same makeup. It's going to be made out of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to find iron, you're going to find quartz.
Yeah.
You're going to find all the same elements. But you may find new elements, and there may be some that are missing. But I think the majority of them are going to be the same stuff.
For sure.
But it's hard to say.
Yeah.
We've only had two interstellar objects come through, and we didn't really get to research them much. So we don't really know.
True.
I don't know.
But that's why it's a mystery, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But back to crop circles. I mean, some of the ones pre-1960, and maybe all the way up to today, maybe some of them, like I said, the basic ones that are just like round or mm-hmm. have three small little round things that actually kind of look like landing gear or something, maybe. But yeah, the majority of them are just artwork. It's just people going out having fun, kids with boards. But you know that the first two guys that came forward and said they did it only came forward because some expert researcher guy said that there's absolutely no way these were created by human hands. So then those two guys came up and went, actually, yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were like, see what I did?
We totally did that. We'll take you out in the woods and show you how we did it. Well, not in the woods. Can't do crap in the woods. We'll take you out into a field and show you how we did it.
We'll take you to Nebraska and show you.
And then they took him in a field and murdered him.
What?
And yeah, I just made up that last part.
And our story has changed.
Story suddenly got creepier.
Yeah. The binary one and then the message one are the two that I definitely see there's a good possibility. But the fact that the picture that is with the binary one is what pop culture has made us believe species or a race of alien could look like is, I don't know, that just throws it all off for me. I don't know.
I agree. Like, if they had left that bit out, it would be a lot more believable.
For sure. But at the same time, who's to say that the pop culture that we know isn't actually based off of real things? Like, maybe the pop culture is based off of real aliens that higher powers of the world have kept from us, and they're just slowly feeding us images and information about them for if there is a chance that they were to invade or they were to, you know, land, and a lot of them just happened to show up one day to try to keep mass hysteria down. Because there's like, oh, we've known about this. We've known what you've looked like for years now. So why freak out, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
There is the common belief that the government gets involved with Hollywood all the time and tells them, no, you can't make this space movie this way.
Because it's too realistic.
Yeah, or we want you to make a movie about aliens that look like this or aliens that do this. It's like, why would the government give a crap what Hollywood does?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like you said, it's a conditioning, getting ready for some kind of disclosure.
But at the same time, why would majority of it be aliens trying to kill us? You know, trying to wipe out the human race. When I think alien movies, I think Alien Predator. I think Independence Day. I think like movies like that. And
not E.T.
Yeah, I don't think of E.T. I don't think of other peaceful alien movies, which I don't. Honestly, I can't name any other than E.T.
Sam and Max.
Yeah. So why would they?
Purple People Eater.
If they are conditioning us for possible future contact, why are they teaching us that they're just going to try to kill us if they are trying to bring down the mass hysteria? You know, I'm kind of like counteracting my own point there. Doesn't really make
because
much sense.
The reality of it is fear sells a lot better than romance or peaceful.
Yeah. In other words, the government, that's just a conspiracy theory. They don't have anything to do with it. And it's just Hollywood writers writing good stories.
Yeah.
There's a guy sitting in a room goes, that sounds great. What if?
That's the basics of story writing. There has to be conflict.
That is true.
Otherwise, it's not an interesting story. We don't want to just watch Seinfeld.
Right. You don't want to see aliens come down and observe the world and go, oh, it's great. We're going to leave it be. That's a pretty crappy 2-hour movie.
Yeah, roll credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said Seinfeld, because every episode is, what do you want to do today? I don't know. What do you want to do today? It's like, shit, I don't want to watch this. That's what we do every day.
Yeah, that's a good point. On another side note, the Roswell incident. Did y'all know about the rock that was found that has a design? It wasn't engraved, but it was like it was raised up out of the design. Like it was carved around, if that makes sense.
Embossing?
That's what I was thinking, embossed, but that didn't sound right. But yeah, it's basically it looks like it's extruded from the rock. Like the rock was carved away, leaving the shape, not carved into it.
Yes, but then there's also a crop circle that was found that looked similar to it.
Similar to the design?
Yeah, like it's pretty spot on with it, but it was also in the UK. Like it wasn't in America.
I feel like that guy found a rock, supposedly sticking up out of the dirt, and went, oh, that's interesting looking because it's all solid one color. And then it's got the weird marking on it. And he's like, that's weird. And then a buddy of his kept telling him, put a magnet to it. And then he said his buddy finally got tired of asking. So one day he brought over his magnet and did it himself, and it's magnetic. And I'm thinking, that's just stupid. Because if you were over here and we're looking at this cool rock I found and you went, put a magnet on it, I would go, yeah, let's put a magnet on it. It wouldn't be like a, you have to keep asking every time you come over kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and looking at the pictures of the rock, to me, it looks like it's just made out of clay. And the guy probably just shoved a piece of steel in it or a piece of magnet in it and made it out of clay. It don't look like a rock to me.
I've never heard of this rock. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look it up.
The Roswell rock.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's fake. I think it's a hoax.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think the crop circle was found in UK, which it seems like the UK is a pretty good hotbed for crop circles. So who's to say that it isn't just UK fucking with us, you know, like messing with Americans? Because that message was sent in Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory. A response was in the UK. The Roswell rock found in the U.S. Boom. A crop circle similar to the design on the rock was found in the UK, you know? So
yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
They could just be messing with us.
Somebody with a little bit of a grudge.
Yeah. Because, I mean, to be fair, we're not the most liked nation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, people have grudges against us, you know?
Yeah.
Or it could just be like a very lighthearted, just, haha, we're messing with you. Have fun.
Yeah.
Did you know that the binary crop circle, I guess there's been several. This one is the Milk Hill crop circle. In the 1960s, Gerald Hawkins applied crop circle geometry to the Bethean scale, and with it a way of creating music, adding the accepted belief of the relationship between geometry and sound. More recent research by quantum physicists is revealing a wide range of electromagnetic frequency fields ranging from 260 megahertz to 5.2 kilohertz that link the geometric patterning. Basically, they ran the binary crop circle through this equation or whatever that creates music, creates sound from it. And they said that very interesting correlations have been found between the sounds that it makes and the sounds that they've heard coming from other planets, including those recorded of Saturn's auroras by Cassini space probe.
Huh, I didn't know about that.
So join us next time when we talk about time travel.
Time travel.
You know, the stuff with time that goes backwards.
And travel.
And I'm not talking about how it takes an hour to get somewhere.
I mean,
wouldn't that technically be time travel? It took you time to travel?
That would be travel time.
With or without a comma.
Well, it's still time travel. It's just real time.
Travel, comma, time. Or travel time. Or time travel. Or time, comma, travel. You know what I'm saying?
The time to travel?
Ooh.
One is travel time. The other is time travel.
Exactly.
This is where listeners go, I can't keep up anymore. I don't like it. I'm done. I'm turning it off.
I was at the end, so it's okay.
Don't turn it off.
If time is just another dimension, we can already move in three dimensions. If time is the fourth dimension, seems like it would be pretty easy to move in time too. Well, we do move in time every second of every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every millisecond of every day. So I guess it is easy to move in time. So let's just pretend I didn't say that.
You were right.
Yes.
But we have no control over it. I can control whether I move left, right, up, or down. I can't control how I move through time.
You can. Don't move.
You're still moving through time.
But you're not actually technically moving.
You are, though. So I'm saying you got X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then time. Standing still just affects X, Y, Z. It doesn't affect time.
No, that's true.
You're still aging.
Good point.
Anywho, that's a preview of what's to come. Not really. We won't be talking about that.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening to episode 2, everybody. And as always, we will have links to all the topics we talked about today in the comment section on Facebook under the comments for this particular episode.
If you guys have a topic you want us to talk about, leave it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. That'd work.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's been fun.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Nisa.
And I'm Whitten.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. See y'all later. Bye-bye.